that ain't on the Pre'etas Manai. But all the Rishayim pass like Rish Lakish, and we assume that it's not a Machlekes Rishayim. That ain't on the Pre'etas Manai. The Shulchan Aruch and Simen Ayin Ches, Sif Ches, says that that's Dafka by Kavol Oizman. Dafka that at the time of the loan he set up a time for the payment. But the rule of Stam Halva Lamed Yoim, if he borrowed money Stama, and he did not say when he's going to pay, just relying on Stam Halva Lamed Yoim, then a person is believed to say he paid Tazmanai, which was Taisus, Taisus in the beginning of the Sugya, it's short, the one line, less than a line Taisus. Taisus said that on Stam Halva Lamed Yoim, that there a person does pay Tazmanai. Ramban argued with Taisus, with the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like Taisus, that so we have a rule that if you're Kevei Azman, we assume you didn't pay Tazmanai. The Sma is Masber, and I mentioned the Sma to you as well, that we assume if a person sets up a payment date, that he knows that he can't pay before that Zman, or it'll be difficult for him to pay before that Zman. And that's why, if he's Kovei Azman, and he sets up a payment date, that we assume he didn't pay Tazmanai. This is the Halacha Psuka in Simen Ayin Ches. The Shach is Akasha in Simen Shin Yud Zayin, Sif Aleph. Towards already the end of Shulchan Aruch. In Hilchis Schiros, the Halacha is of renting an apartment or a building for any reason. You know that if you rent something, stoma, if you rent something without saying a time, so stam schirus is mishtalem es lebesayf. You pay at the end of the month a schirus. This is another thing that changed bizman hazeh, we pay rent in the beginning of a month. But in the time of the Gemara, even in the time of the Shulchan Aruch, schirus rentals were paid at the end. Today, I think, if you rent a car, you still pay at the end, I think. Right? But it still works that way. But anyway, in the time of the Gemara, schirus was mishtalem es lebesayf. So if I rent a house, I would pay at the end of every 30 days. Stama, a person pays at the end of every 30 days. That's the halach in schirus. There, it says in Shulchan Aruch, that if within 30 days the tenant says, I paid early, and the landlord says, I never got the money from you. So there the Shulchan Aruch says that Teich Lamed Yoim, the tenant is not believed, the Seicher is not believed that he paid. Because they know the Pre'etas Manai, it's within 30 days, why would he pay? And after 30 days, he's believed. Once the month is up, lachas manai, so he is believed. As they state in Shulchan Aruch, it's a mission in Zion. So the Shach there in Sukkot. Well, the case is lachas manai saying pay lachas manai. And there, the Shach asks, why Teich Zmanai isn't he believed to say he paid? We just finished saying that the only time you say the Pre'etas Zmanai is when a person is Kovei Azman. He sets up his man. But Stam Halva, a person does pay early because he didn't set up a time. It's a Stam Halva. So Schirus is the same as Stam Halva. Stam Halva is Lamed Yoim. And Stam Schirus is Lamed Yoim. What's the difference between a person who borrows money and he's paying within 30 days or a person who is renting an apartment and he didn't make up, he didn't say, I'm going to pay at a certain time? Why don't we say the same thing, that the person does pay Tazmana if he wasn't Kavei Azman? Especially like the Sma. The Sma says that the only reason we say another Pre'et Azmana is because if you set a time, we assume you won't have the money. So you rent an apartment, why should I think you won't have the money? Mm-hmm. So people do pay Tazmanai. So this is the Shach lives in Tzarachim Gadol, on the Shulchan Aruch, what is the difference between the two cases? There's a tshuva in the Night of Yehuda. Night of Yehuda is in Kama, the first chaylik, tshuva Yud, Cheshe Mishra tshuva Yud. He has the following shayla. Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. Bishtar. Borrowed money Bishtar. He didn't make up a payment date. He wasn't Kaveh's man. He borrowed money. He wrote him an IOU. However, the date on the IOU was a Shtar Me'ucher. It was a post-dated Shtar. For example, he borrowed money in Adar. And he wrote an IOU that he borrowed money, but he dated the Shtar Iyar. So he wrote, Beis Iyar, I, Reuven, borrowed money from you, Shimon. That's what he wrote. He wasn't Kaveh's man to pay. He wrote the correct amount of money. But it was a Shtar Mocher, it was a post-dated Shtar. Maybe he didn't want that his Meshubadim should be, his Karka should be Meshubit. Right, Shtar Mocher is kosher. Right, Shtar Mugdim is possible. Post-dated Shtar is not kosher. And he wrote a Shtar, let's say an example, it was Adar, and he wrote a Shtar Beis Iyar. He did not write a Zman for Pirayim. They come to Din Torah in Nissan, and the Loiva says, I paid. The Loiva says that he paid. The Malva says that he didn't pay. They're having a sichsuch on whether he paid or he didn't pay. Shtarchabiyadi, my boy. There's a problem of what's the shtar doing in his hand. So, the Rabbi Yehuda dismisses the problem of the shtarchabiyadi, my boy. It escapes me at the moment why. If it was because the shtar was beyond shalish or because it was a shtar mocher, I don't remember. But the Rabbi Yehuda is done if this is called Ein Adam Pareya Tazmanah. Why? Because here he wasn't Kaveya Azman for the Pirayim. It was not Kaveya Azman for the Pirayim. But it's before the Zman that says in the Shtar. The Nayi Yehuda says that a person does not pay. Just like a person doesn't pay to Azman, a person doesn't pay before the Zman that the Shtar says he borrowed. That's also like to Azman. The Hesber, the way I understand, is that why do we say Adam Pireya Tazman? That a person would pay early, if not for the fact that he was Kaveh Azman. When we say a person does pay early, why does he pay early? The Gemara used an expression, Kihechi Deloy Letardom, because he doesn't want to be bothered. He wants to get it off his head. And the Yehuda is saying that when do you say a person pays early if he knows he pays and it's off his head, he has no headaches and it's all over, the whole thing is done with. He doesn't have to be metapel anymore with the whole Indian. It happens, you're busy with something, you want to get it off your head already, so you pay it up and you're finished with it. Ki hechi d'loy l'tardin. Abai and Rav say it always, Rish Lakish is maida, if you're not kaveh's man, that people pay early. In a case where a person knows that even if he pays early, he's still going to have what to be metapel with, he'll still have an ASIC. Because even if he pays a Nissan, he's still going to have an ASIC. There's a shtar that says he borrowed a Niyar. He's going to have to settle with the person regarding the shtar. Then there's no chazaka adam pareya tasmana. The only time that we say, if you're not kaveh azman, that you would pay early, is when you can pocket yourself in the whole business. When you know that you're still involved, you still have an ASIC with the person. So then a person doesn't pay early. Then we don't say that a person pays early. That appears to be the aside of the Nayi Yehuda. which Lachaira would answer the Shach's Kasha as well. What did the Shach say? By a rental, why don't you say a person pays early? He didn't set up a time. Teretz says, by a rental, if it's the middle of the month and I pay, I'm not walking away from the whole thing. I still have to live there the rest of the month. I don't want the person telling me, well, come be Teveya, me I'll deny, and he'll throw me out. I still have an ongoing shaychus in the Asik that I'm busy with. The Nidei Behudas you say is that the only time you say a person pays early, if he's not Teveya's man, that a person would pay early, is when he gets himself parted from the whole thing. He's done with the whole thing. Calls a man, he has an ongoing Asik with it. So people in such a case, we don't assume that people pay early. Similar, yeah.
It's proving itself. If the halacha would be that if you pater, then he is patering himself in the Asik. Especially since he can...
You're talking about the stiris or by the...
By the shtar.
But he knows he's still going to have to answer something. There's a shtar, he borrowed an ear. He's saying he paid a nisim.
So if the guy comes to ear and he says, bring the money, he could say, listen, Dave, give him ear. Maybe even Aleph ear. Dave, I paid you 3 hours ago.
Yeah, well, that's all true. But still, a person who knows, the only time a person pays early is he doesn't have to tell you something. If he knows later, he's going to have a din v'dvarim with the other person. So then the people don't pay early. They don't get things. It's not the darach to pay something early. And in such a case, there's no...
self-proving.
No, but you're saying it's self-proving because otherwise he has an easy taina to get away with. But my point is that he has easy tainas, but people don't want to have to get into tainas. People, a person pays early when he knows he'll be finished with the whole thing. Normally a person doesn't pay early. So saying, if you weren't kaveh zman, you do. Because there's a benefit for you. You pay, you finish, the ASIC is done. As long as there's still an ongoing ASIC, the view is never gone that you don't. It's a gather. It's a hagdara. That a person, in other words, we'll say chazaka in other prayer test manner. Stam ava you do. The exception of stam ava is limited to something like a loan where you pay and you get it done with. There's a similar tumul by Iksuba. A woman whose husband died is Teveya Ksuba. So she's not Teveya unless she swears that her husband didn't give her money. Chalikis, why she has to swear. But Lamaisa, she has to swear. So she has to swear that the husband didn't pay her Ksuba yet. That means we're Chayshish that the husband was Perea Tasmana. Well, Chayshish, the husband was Perea Tasmana. And that he pouted over it, so you have to swear. When it comes to Mezainis, let's say, I've mentioned to you many times, a woman whose husband dies, she has a choice. She either could be Teved Ksuba, everyone knows it's 200 Zuz or 100 Zuz, for an almana, she could either be Teveya Ksuba, or she could say, I don't want the Ksuba, I just want to live off my husband's estate. So she has a right to live off the husband's estate, and she gets Mezainis. That means the Yisaimim have to send her a check every month from the estate of the husband to give her Mezainis. Today it happens, a man dies, the wife continues to live in the house, and continues to live off the money. That's all part of the Ksuba. Until she remarries. If she remarries, then she's not entitled anymore to live off the estate. But calls a man that the husband is dead, so then the Yisaimim have to send her every month, they send her a check. There the halacha is that if the Yisaimim say, we gave you Mezainis ahead of time, we paid you Tazmanai, let's say they send a check every month, is the derech. They say, we sent Tazmanai, so they're not believed. So Vaita there, the Kasha is, why aren't they believed? They weren't Keveya's man. It's Mezainis. It's a chiyuv that the father set up, that they have to send Mezainis. Why aren't they believed, Tais man, that they paid? Teretz would be the same thing. The Nidri Huda's rule. Because it doesn't end. You don't just send the Zainus and you're done with it. You constantly, every month, you're going to have to send the Zainus again and again. Something that's a constant payment. We don't say that a person pays Teretz Manai. That's correct. So it comes out, Eino Adam Pareta Zmanai is when you're Kaveh Zman. Malav Dafka when you're Kaveh Zman. Any time that by paying you don't party yourself, there's no rule of Eino Adam that a person pays Teretz Manai, Adarabba, Eino Adam Pareta Zmanai, Malav Aishia for Bizman. So this is the Halacha L'maisa that comes out of part A of our Sugya, Eino Adam Pareta Zmanai. In other words, generally, a person doesn't pay Teretz Manai. What comes out is only something like Stam Avah Lamed Yayim that a person pays. Now we have the second part of the sugya, the Bayalahu and the Bavim, which we learned last week. Migu B'makim Chazaka. What's the case? It's after this man. And a person wants to say, I paid after this man with a Migu, or I paid Teretz this man. So that's a migu b'makam chazaka. So the Gemara has an ibaya. So we learn to the top of Avam and Aleph. Let's learn the first two tashmas, which are the easy ones. A tashma. B'cheska shanasin atshiyavi raya shaloi nasan. Echidami. Ilay mashatavay la'achazman v'amlay praticha bizmani. Shita. If someone says that he was tevei and la'achazman, he says, I paid la'achazman. Of course you believe. Like the Gemara said before. El la domalei v'ticha b'sarich zmani. Must be after this man. He's saying, I paid teich this man. Alma, filo b'makam chazaka, amina ma'ali l'shaker. You say, migu b'makam chazaka. The Gemara, no, shani yacha, the chol, safa v'safa, shafa v'shafa zmani. Each row is its man. We learned this last week. Each row is this man. We have two pshatim in it, which I'm going to come back to soon. But the Gemara said that each row of bricks is this man, so a person pays. Tashma from the Sefer. Da'am is l'mayla. Ima chayben oisei samach le'kais al-acher is b'chesh yashaloi nosen ha'chev ra'ay shenosen. Same thing. Echidami, what's the case? Ilay mishatav al-ach hazmanai. Bom le'r peticham bizmani. Amai loi? If he says he paid l'ach hazman, of course he's believed. So here the Gemara suggests, l'av da'oma peticham b'sach hazmanai. Alma b'makam chazaka lo yabina mali l'shaker. We see he's not ne'aman. So Gemara, you know why he's not ne'aman? Shami hacha, tamar miyema demachayvi li rabbar. These are the first two tashmas. The terutzim are similar to what we had earlier, identical to what we had earlier. Ad kan. The third tashma also, the Gemara is not paishit. And we'll leave the third tashma in the meantime. But again, today I want to do what comes out of Asugya. What comes out of the sugya migu b'makam chazaka? Gemara is not pasha to shayla. Since the Gemara is not pasha to shayla, what do we say? What's the halacha? Gemara is not pasha to ibaya in dinei maminis. So we say the muzik wins. So the riff says we're not pasha. The muzik wins. Let's try to think pasha what that means halacha l'mais. You go over to someone and you teveya him mamin. It's lachas man. You go over to someone, you tevei him, Amen. He says, I paid you early. You tell him, what do you mean? People don't pay early. He says, but I could have said I paid today. I could have said I paid l'achar hazman. So believe me, I say I paid early because I could have paid l'achar hazman. That's the Gemara Shaila, migu b'makam chazaka. So what comes out, halacha l'maisa? That he wins. He has a good migu. Okay, that's what comes out of the sugya. Ask him. Askanas sugya. He has a good migu, and he wins with the migu. That's what comes out of the end of the Gemara. Okay, whatever we're going to start going back and forth. But remember, the maskana is misafik. We're not sure what the halach is. And again, the Rambam leaves out this whole sugya. He doesn't pask him, but the Rif pask him. That since the boy goes yivshita, we say, you have a good migu, you're a muzik, you can tie that migu. We learned that called safa v'safa zmanayim. Every row of bricks is called this man of a brick. And we learned also the Rama, who said that it's lav dafka rose of bricks. Who had done anything you hire someone to do? You hire him, his case was to print a number of kuntrasin. You hire him to print a number of kuntrasin. And you tie in a tef zmanoi parati. We say each kuntras is manoi. The Torah brings this halacha of kosafa v'safa zmane in a case where it's lachra zman, the wall is already built. So if a person says parati, his namon, after it's built. And the Torah brings the halacha of kol safa v'safa zmanehu, that even if he says he paid at the end of each row, he's believed because each row is the zman. So the Bach and the Sma and Simenai and Ches, I think the Sma have cut you chaf aleph, I believe, says, who cares? Who cares if kol safa v'safa zmanehu, if he's tevei lachar zman? If the wall is built already, and the person is tevei you, and you say, I paid, you're always believed, you have a migul. You could say, I paid tef zmanehu. We're saying, the Ma'arif says, the maskona of this gemara is, that you're always believed with a migul. After the zman, you could say, I paid tef zmanehu. So why does the Torah bring, if you say, pay tazmani, call safa to safa's mani, each row is his man. Who cares? Who cares if each row is his man? Once it's after his man, you always believed with a migul. So the call safa's mani, it doesn't matter if it's la'achar azman, if it's taicha's man, it matters. But once it's afterwards, who cares? This is the kasha that the Bach and the Sma'i ask. The Shach, without bringing the Bach and the Sma, the Shach says that there is a nafka mina. What's the din when we say kimli, when you have a suffix? Every time you have a tekel in the Gemara, the Baid Lo Yivshita. Who wins? Who wins? The Mozik. So if the other person is typhus, if he grabs, he's going to win. The Shach, it's a big nafkamina. In Agamara's Maskana, if it's Lachas Manai, and the person claims he paid Teichas Man, he has a Migul. Is it a good Migul or not? Normally he wins. But if you're Typhus, if you go and grab, you grab his money, and now you Teveya him, and he still says he paid Teichas Man, you're going to win. Because grabbing helps, by Yibayid Leyevshita, Tfisa helps. So Zok Tishach, it's a very big nafkamina. Now, think about it. The wall is built. And the person says, I paid Tef Mani, I paid while you were building. And the Teveya is Typhus. The one who built the wall is Typhus. And he says, no, you didn't. You're not believed, it's Tef Mani. So you could say, no, call Safa for Safa's Mani. Whatever was bro was built, I'm tiny, I paid La'achar's man. And I'm believed. Only Tasmani I'm not believed.
Only to the level that it was built.
That it was built at the time he time is that he paid. Whatever rows were built at the time he time is he was paid, that was Lachas. So that's the Nafkamina. The Shach doesn't go into all Arichas. He just says that Tfisa helps. Okay, it's a Klal Shas. Every time you have Yiboyed or Yivshita, the person, the Muzik wins. If the other person's Typhus, then he wins.
When
the other person is saying you didn't pay at all.
Right. Here he's saying that I paid
it. He's saying I paid Techzman. Tfisa helps because is he believed to say he paid Techazman?
Right, so but
we don't know.
Comparable?
Yeah. Yeah, because he says you paid, he says you didn't pay. He says I paid, and he says you didn't pay. The one who says I paid as a taina, that's a suffix if it's believed. So since Bezin is Masufi, Bezin does leave it wherever it is. Right, this is, again, the halacha as it says in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechas Yitzchak has a tshuva, which it's a chelik beis, a Mechas Yitzchak, tshuva pei zayin. And learning the tshuva is sort of a chazara on this sugya, because obviously the shaila has to do with the shakla v'tarya, everything we talked about. I'll tell you a shaila, and we'll try to figure out what the halacha is. Now, his shaila also happens to be a printer with Kuntrasin, but it's not the Ramos case. The Ramos case of Kuntrasin was Tersmanai, where he's teveya him while he's printing. That wasn't the case. The case here is the following. Now, I say here Kuntrasin, you know, every Gemara, every Sefer, is made up of a lot of small 32-page pamphlets. If you look at the side, if you ever came apart, you can see on the side, every sefer that's printed today is made up of 32-page Kuntrasin. If you see it, you go to the binding, it's printed all on one big piece of paper, and it goes through a machine. Do you ever have a Gemara where you have the two pages, sometimes they're just stuck together with glue? Do you ever get a Gemara where sometimes the corner, it's one page, mamish, it's one piece of paper? Do you ever wonder how they got the ink in? That never happened to you? You have something at the corner, it's folded in, and you can see it's not glued together, it was always one piece of paper. How did they get the printing inside when it's all, you never wondered about it? Huh? You never wondered about it. I don't know. The answer is that every 32 pages comes with one big piece of paper, and it goes into a machine. If you ever go to visit the Art Scroll, downstairs they have a binding shop. You'll see 32 pages, the machine folds it, and then it staples it or binds it, and then it cuts off the edge, because since it's all folded, it was all one piece of paper that's folded many, many times. There's a slicing machine that cuts the edge. And if when it cuts the edge, the corner was folded in, it doesn't cut it. And that's how you get it all together. Yes, he's looking to find one. Okay. So what happened in this maisa? Well, somebody gave a sefer to be printed. It was a one-volume sefer, if I says in the tshuva. But he made up with him that he would give him the 32 pages at a time, each kuntras at a time. And the contract said that he had to pay him for each kuntras as it's printed. Came, all the kuntras were printed at the time of the shiloh. So it's called lachas manai. All the kuntras were printed. The printer is teveya, the mechaber. He says, he didn't pay me for the last five kuntrasin. The Mechaber says, parati, tazman. The Mechaber says, I paid. And not only I paid early. I didn't want to be hassled with each kuntras, every 32 pages to pay you. So I paid you early. And the printer says, no, the last five kuntrasin you didn't pay. Now, what happened here is that the printer was still a mozik. The printer still had not only the five kuntrasin, but the whole sefer. He hadn't delivered the sefer to him. He was still a muzik. And they asked this shaila to Dayan Weiss what to do if, who wins? It seems they also asked if he could be typhus only those five kuntrasin, or can be typhus the whole sefer. He's mighty he paid for the rest of the sefer. Now, if he's going to hold only those five kuntras in, it's worthless to him. What are you going to do with five? The other old sefer, at least he could sell it. The five kuntras in were worthless. So Dayan Weiss doesn't talk in the tshuva about the main shaila they asked, that he could hold the whole thing or just five. He's down on the etzem shaila. So Shimon or Rabbi say, Dayan Mumchen, what do you say? Take apart the shaila. Again, what's the shaila? He is saying, I paid early. I paid early. He's saying it afterwards. If he would have said, I paid today, he would win. If he would have been smart, he just would have said, parati, and kept his mouth shut, he would win. But he said, I paid early. The person who has the safe, who's tafus, says that I don't believe you paid early. You didn't pay at all. You didn't pay the five kuntras, you didn't pay it all. So what should be? So the chayrit's pashut, it's the shach. Let's see. It's a migul. The person is saying, believe me, I paid early. I could have said I paid today. The migu goes against the chazaka in other prayer tazmanai. It's the Gemara Zibayah. What did the Shach say? When you have a case of the Gemara, this Gemara Zibayah, who wins? Whoever's the mozik. Zibayah v'layiv shita. So, Pashtus, the printer should win. The printer is a mozik. And he should be allowed to win with a taina. That your migu is a shvacha migu. It's a migu against the chazaka and other prayer tazmanai. And memela, we lose it entirely. That's the hashkafa rishayin of the shayla. But there's one more part to the shayla. Can I figure out what makes what? He's masking to the first half. Now that's a separate aspect. He doesn't even talk about the tshuva. If he has to deliver to him the first part, it would just be typhus to five.
But once you mask him to half, doesn't it make it easy?
Why? Anybody have any aura? You know what you have to do? You have to pretend you're losing it entirely. Okay, you're the author of this. And you know you pay tax mana. And you don't want to be bothered. Every conscious you're going to pay him every 32 pages. So you paid him. And now they come and they tell you that your amigo is amigo of a makam chazaka. You have no nemanis. So you're looking, you're chazaring over the sugya. You don't want to lose it entirely. Anybody have any taina? No, nobody has taina. What way? Explain. And therefore, that's also a shaf. On Kol Safa V'Safas Manai, we had two pshat. And Kol Safa V'Safas Manai. I mean, the pshat is that a person pays the end of each row. There are two pshat in what Kol Safa V'Safas Manai does. Pashu pshat Nigamara. That was one of Rabbi Yehuda, and they're both pshat. And Pashu pshat Nigamara is, you pay at the end of every row. Kol Safa V'Safas Manai, people paid at the end of every row. Even though you and I don't understand this, that nobody today would do such a thing, make up with a bricklayer, at the end of every row of bricks, I'll pay you. That's Pashu pshat Nigamara, that they used to do that. At the end of every row, you pay. So according to pshat number one, you only neman on what was paid already. The shach had a different shach. We said that Rabbeinu Yaina brings both pshatim. The shach said that because kol safa v'safas manei, because it's the derech to pay at the end of every row, and it's taka a hassle, nobody wants to pay at every row. The shach said that once there's a din of kol safa v'safas manei, he's already believed to say he paid ahead also. There is belief to say that he paid for the whole wall. Because it's a derech to pay each row and it's a pain in the neck. So the shach had a kasha. If Kosov is a man who is believed on what he paid already, fight the pshita. If it's not, of course, he's believed. So the shach said he's believed to say he paid the whole wall because it's a pain in the neck to pay each. This was the shach's sack, he paskin that you neman already on the whole thing. Like the shach, in our case, the author of the sefer would win. Because like the shach, he could come in and say, you know what? It was a hassle. I was paying you each kuntris. It's a hassle. I paid you ahead the whole thing. The shach says, by cost office of the Zavaz Manayu, that therefore you pay for the whole wall. So I bazai zakti mechas Yitzchak like the shach. The author is going to win this entire, because he could say he paid the whole thing. Okay, 1 second before David comes to this timing, but you hear what we're saying? Chayra like the shach, you would win the entire vaita because of this nakuda, the shach skiddish, that once you say kol safa v'safas manei, you pay the whole thing. Yeah, go ahead.
First of all, the essence of the shach, when it's
Okay. Let me answer that.
I'm going to pay you in the shahu, I can't say in this case the whole part of in imparis of money, because I thought you said it's not something that were kaveya.
Even though the Gemara is comparing it to Kavala Isman, the Gemara's comparison is to
Asugya. Because the person normally doesn't pay before that. Just the person doesn't pay before that thing, it's the same Svara.
So I think we would have to... You're saying that when you convey a bepeh, it's worse than when you...
That's the whole part of the Svara. The whole Svara of Eber okay. is my...
Let me answer first the first time you said. Is that what the Siva says? The first time it was on the Shach, that Kosaf was the man is you pay ahead. So the Kizias and Akasha, then by the Mizainis of Yisha by Aksuba, also you should say people pay ahead. So that in the Sivis writes. And the Sivis writes on the Shacht, and the Sivis is in the Simonai Chesed Kot Dalit. He says that when we say that a person pays ahead, he doesn't want to be hassled each row of bricks, that's only something that's not Zmanim Kivuim. When you have a mortgage payment, or a monthly payment of any sort, that's originally set up, you pay every month. Then we don't say that people say, it's a hassle, I'll pay ahead. When something that's not tied to time, it's not monthly, just every time he finishes a row of bricks, I have to go and take out money again. That's the rule of Kol Safa V'Safa's manner. But something that's a monthly payment, that's a scheduled payment, so that we don't say, the Sefer says that right away, we don't say Kol Safa V'Safa's manner. So at least the first question I can answer. The second, you're tiny Gesvara. Maybe you're right, maybe you're wrong, I'm not sure. But he doesn't go into that. However, where are we holding? We're holding now two steps. In this din Torah, step one, the pashtus is that the printer should win. Because the printer could say, Kim Lee, I hold, I'm a muzik. Kim Lee means I hold, that your miku is no good. So therefore, I win. According to the Shach, it's not that way. Comes out like the Shach. No. Once it's something you have to pay constantly, a person does pay ahead of time. So according to the Shach, the author would win, the printer would lose. Now what we said so far is the first half of the Tshuva Aleph through Ches, or he's authorized to the Ches of this Tshuva. I'm jumping now to the end. In between, he goes into another of the sugyas we discussed, we're not going to go into. But he jumps to the end. Now he says, you know what this depends on? Very interesting shaiva. The Shach is also a machlaikis. Right, the Shach, I told you, is two pshatim Rabbeinu Yaina. Two pshatim kol safa v'safa zman ehu. He brings the Shar Mishpat, pastor's not like the Shach. Learns kol safa v'safa zman ehu. Only on the row. You can tiny you pay the row, and that's it. So the achlukideis, there's a machlaikis. L'chaira, the printer could say, Kim Lee, not like the Shach. I'm the muzik. We have a rule. When you have a machlaikis, the muzik could say, I hold like one pshat, not like the other. L'chaira, the muzik, the printer, could say, Kim Lee, I hold not like the Shach, I hold like the Shar Mishpat. And you're not believed to say you paid. Comes out, an interesting Shaila. How could the printer win this Din Torah? Think about it. In order for a printer to win this Din Torah, he has to go into two Kim Lees. First of all, for the printer to win, he has to say that the author doesn't have a migul. So the printer could say, Kim Lee, I'm sure I paskin, you don't have a migul. I'm a muzik, I can go with either psak I want. So A, Kim Lee, that your migul is not a migul. Now you're coming with a taina, halacha is like the Shach. I say, Kim Lee, like the Shar Mishpat, and like the other Pshat Rabbeinu Yaina. I hold now like the Shach. The shaila is, could a person win a din Torah where he has to say two kimlis? It's like a sfek sfeika. One safik, do we pass kin it's amigo? We don't pass kin it's amigo. You only win the din Torah if you pass kin it's not amigo. Second safik, the machlek is the shach and the shah mishpat. You only win if you hold like the shah mishpat. It's like a sfek sfeika. Could a person say kimli on a sfek sfeika?
It's not really saying kimli on the person.
Why?
Because it's a safik, right? Whoever
has the mosek,
that's a win. That's not a
kimli. So he wins misafik. It really, it's kimli. The toughest wins. So that's one safik.
You
could
call like it, and then
you could call it a safik. So the first thing is a safik. Now we have a second safik. If the halacha is like the shach, or the halacha is like the shach mishpat. So sort of a sex faker. How... In order for him to win, it has to be true that it's not amigo, which is a safik. And it has to be true that Allah is not like the shach, which is a safik. Two sfeikas. Could someone be typhus and win such a case where it's two sfeikas? So the Mechas Yitzchak brings, the shach himself has a sefer Tokvei Kayim, which is a sefer on Hilchis Tfisa, when Tfisa helps. And the Shach says that Tfisa helps by a sex faker. He had the Shach himself, but we're not going to pass like the Shach because of this, you understand? The Shach himself says that by a sex faker, Tfisa helps. You could be typhus, even with two kimlis. The Mela, Paskins and Mechas Yitzchak. The printer wins. He could say, I'm a tafus, I'm a muzik. And I win despite the fact that in order to win this entire, I need a double jeopardy. I'm jeopardized. First of all, maybe it's a good migul. Second, maybe Allah is like the shach. But I win this entire anyway. That's his psak. So we learn here, if you work through this Mechas Yitzchak, you have a chazara on the basics of this sugya. If you're able to go over, you go with your chabrusa, the Shakla Vitaria of the both steps of the Mechas Yitzchak. You have basically a Chazara on the basic Sugya, plus this Chiddush at the end, that a person in a Din Torah could say, Kimli, would you want to win a Din Torah that way? Kimli, on a Sfek Sfek. I mean, the printer is willing to win because he knows the Emes. I mean, he knows the truth. So I guess if he knows he wasn't paid, so he doesn't mind winning a Din Torah any which way. But you have to win it in Torah with Sfek Sfek. With Sfek Sfek is, we're mat in the Vela. With Sfek Sfek is, we assume it's kosher. And he's going to win it in Torah despite the fact that he's on the short end of a Sfek Sfek and Kimli. Because he tak is entitled to the two types of Kimli to win the din Torah. So this is the Tshuvas Mechas Yitzchak, which I only did half of it. Aleph Lefes, and then Ois Tezai, which is the end. In between, he goes into a discussion of the Shita Mukubetas, how you can market have a Shaila of Roivu Chazak is better, Amigo Chazak is better, but not the Gaf Fes for now, it's enough. She gets straight the basic Shakla Vatari of the Shaila, and every time a Shaila comes up, it helps to clarify the Inyan. Since we're talking about the halacha, I just add to you that there's also a suffix in halacha about the end of the Tap Tosfos. If you say Parati, Teichmani, it's B'yomei the Mishkum Zmanei, on the day of the end of the, that's also a shaila in halacha. It's B'yomei the Mishkum Zmanei, if a person could taina such a taina. I'm just mentioning it sort of to round out the whole sugya. Okay, but this is the Shakla Vitaria, and this is the Halacha Lamais. It's a very clear tshuva in the Mechas Yitzchak, and even though sometimes you read a tshuva someone wrote when he's not in the sugya, and you're in the sugya, you wonder if he missed something. But here it's 100% a very clear, very, very clear psak. Let's see the last Tashma in the Gemara. At least we'll see what there is to tumul about it, and tomorrow we'll come back to it. Tashma. Manali biyatcha amaleihem. Yomi Anjudal, he said yes. Lamacha amalei teneoli. The next day he said, give it to me. Imamar nesativ lach, he says, I paid. Potter. He's naman that he paid. If he says ein loch biyadi, chayiv. What does it mean? Ein loch biyadi. I don't know you. Ein loch biyadi. What does that mean? My lavni. Doesn't it mean satev loch dami praticha bizmani? Ein loch biyadi dami le praticha bisezmani. Viktani chayiv. The Gemara now thinks that ein loch biyadi means I paid you early. So we see you paid you early. You're not believed to say there's no migul makam chazaka. Al makam chazaka layamina mali l'shaka. So the Gemara loy. My ein lecha biyadi loy haya devar me'aylam. Loy haya devar me'aylam. The Gemara would stop here. This would be a very easy Gemara. Loy haya devar me'aylam. Originally he said in front of Eidim, I borrowed from you. Later on he said, I didn't borrow from you. Why isn't he believed? Why isn't he believed? He said, I borrowed from you in front of Eidim. They say, I didn't borrow from you. So Pashit, you not believe because you're a kafirin, you're a liar, you hold a kafirin. Assuming it was in front of Eidim, he said Atem Eidim, it was done right. So he's a kafirin. That's why he's not believed. The Gemara adds one more line, which all the Rishonim tumble about. It doesn't make sense. Now the words make sense. You say you didn't pay, you didn't borrow, obviously you didn't pay. Well, who needs this? Who needs this on my man? The Gemara should say, you lose the din Torah because you're a liar. Yesterday you said you borrowed, and today you're saying you didn't borrow. And when yesterday you said you borrowed is in front of Eidim, because we're taking this tied into Besdin. So today you can't say the opposite. So Taisis Kala Aymer. Ask this kasha, and come out of every region. Ask this kasha, that how could there? What's going on here in the Gemara? Why does the Gemara just say you're a liar? You're not believed. No, a person comes to Bezin, says Taina A. Bezin says you're going to lose. He says, okay, I'll change Taina. I'll say the opposite. You can't change your Taina. You're always a kafir. So Taisus answers. I would have thought Metatzim and Dibure. I would have thought. Maybe we try to answer Taich up his first words. Kamash Bala, we're not Mitaritz his words. That's what Taisa says at the Pshat in the Gemara. I'd like you just to take a quick look in your notes, those of you who have notes, on Daf Lamed Gimel. Because we had in the first, in not the first parak, but the first parak we learned, someone said Shal Ava Isai, and then afterwards, there were Edom that said that it's not Shalav Isai. I'm sorry, Lamed Aleph we had. He said Shalav Isai. And then he came back and he said not. So the Gemara has a Shaila. If Metartzina Diburev, you could say, when I said Shalav Isai, I meant Samach Leikidav Asai. I didn't mean it's my father's. I meant, I relied on it, Kilu, it's my father's. So we had a Shaila there, Machlekes Rishonim, when we say Metartzina Diburev. If we went to Vilna Cheskes about him this year, I don't think I would go into the whole thing. But if we have an excuse to chaz or something, so we'll try to look over there when we say Mitartzina Diburai and compare it to Taisus Teretz. Yitzhashem will do that.